The Fazeyland Fairy Tales.
Book 8. Transforming into Animals and the Onslaught of the Wolf Pack. By Michael Rediga. Narrated by Mike Dunahy. Fazey and his long-haired friend Astra played in the yard from morning until evening nearly every day. Unlike the other children, they both knew about Fazeyland and often spoke about it.
Fazey, have you ever tried to be one of the animals there?
Can we do that?
In Fazeyland we can. I once tried to be a little birdie and was able to turn into one. I chirped and collected seeds.
Fazey was sure that he already knew everything about Fazeyland, and that's why he was surprised by this new opportunity. After having his mother's delicious pie for dinner, Fazey decided to turn into a tiger and try to talk to animals that evening. Meanwhile, he hoped that there would be no wolves around, as he was quite afraid of them. But Fazey had no idea where the undertaking would lead. After turning up somewhere in the jungle in Fazeyland, Fazey ran along the path on his hands and knees, trying to turn into a powerful tiger.
"Hey, new guy,
he heard a monkey say above him.
"Where are you from?" a bear asked threateningly as it blocked the road.
"I'm taking a walk here," answered Fazey.
It turned out that he had already turned into a tiger with a striped tail. Fazey made friends with all of the animals and played with them for a long time, having a lot of fun. But suddenly, bad gray wolves filled the forest and scared away all the animals. As it turns out, the dragon Faw was behind it. He didn't like the fact that Fazey had been up to something in Fazeyland. But Fazey's problems didn't end after waking up. When he left home in the morning, Spar came up to him and said that they would fight the next evening. Fazey was sure that Spar would beat him bad, but still decided to spend the whole day training and building muscle.
"Oh, you're going to get it," Obi taunted Fazey. "After all, he's older."
"I can't give up. Astra doesn't like sissies,"
answered Fazey, trying to get up on the pull-up bar.
"Stupid girls mean nothing but problems. We'd be better off without them."
Maybe Obi was right, but Fazey liked Astra, and he couldn't back down now. Until late evening, he did push-ups and chin-ups and practiced secret punches. Meanwhile, Spar simply lay in bed and pictured his victory in his mind over and over again. He especially liked the moment when Astra touched his biceps in delight. Either way, it seemed to him that this was his last chance to humiliate Fazey and get Astra back. Later that afternoon, Fazey met up with Astra and told her about his adventures with animals in the jungle.
"And then there were so many wolves, they scared everyone away and bit. And so what do we do now?"
"I don't know, but now I'm too scared to go back there."
"Aren't you going to try to save those poor little animals?"
Astra asked in frustration.
"I thought you were a brave boy, or maybe not."
Fazey decided that Astra actually wouldn't be happy if Spar beat him up the next day. He thought boys always needed to be winners in the eyes of fickle girls. In the end, he decided to first help the animals in Fazeyland and do something about the wolves. Fazey hoped that it would also somehow help him in the fight against Spar. While falling asleep, Fazey thought up an excellent plan for fighting the packs of angry wolves. During the magic moment of awakening, he immediately appeared in the jungle and became a tiger cub without any difficulty. After taking some more air into his lungs, he yelled as loud as he could,
"Animals, everyone come here!"
He could hear the rustle of branches from all directions, and in a minute, all the animals, who were scared by the wolves, gathered around Fazey.
"I figured out how to beat the wolves."
"Hooray! Finally!"
rejoiced the little animals.
"Good job, Tiger Cub!"
Fazey didn't have time to share his plan before an evil pack of wolves surrounded the animals. The wolves bared their teeth and growled in a frightened manner, coming closer and closer. and then jumped at them and started to bite and scratch everyone. Fear caused Fazi to immediately wake up at home. Stubborn as ever, Fazi never gave up. And during the next magic minute of awakening, he tried to immediately appear in the jungle. He wasn't successful, but he was able to get up from bed without moving a muscle, and nevertheless then appeared in the jungle. Without losing any time, Fazi began to watch the sky in order to find a bird. His reasoning was that the wolves would not be able to get them in the sky and were afraid of fire, and that could be used as an advantage. "Astra, is that you?" He saw a little birdie in the sky that the wolves were preventing from collecting seeds. "Have you thought of something, Fazi? Tell all the animals of Fazeland to take torches and force the wolves into the throat of the sleeping volcano." Fazi had hardly had time to tell Astra what to do when wolves descended upon him. They had enormous teeth, and he became frightened and woke up again. But Fazi did not want to fall asleep again. He decided to try right then and there to appear in Fazeland once again, and he was immediately able to. He came to at the throat of the volcano that the animals and birds were pushing the gray wolves towards, using their torches from all sides. Once all the wolves were in the throat, Fazi wanted to awaken the volcano and burn them all in lava. But then the wolves started whimpering, and he felt sorry for them. He then transformed all the wolves into good little wolf cubs by the power of his mind alone, though not on the first try. "Hooray! Victory!" shouted the animals from all sides as they played with the wolf cubs.
"Fazi, look behind you!"
the little birdie suddenly shouted. The animals rushed to all sides. The head of the wolf pack was running towards poor Fazi. He was 10 times larger than a normal gray wolf and not at all afraid of fire. His fangs glistened in the light of the full moon. The leader was also so scary and awful that Fazi the tiger cub's paws shook, and his tail went between his legs, and his teeth started to chatter. How to overcome the fear? There was nowhere to go, and the desperate tiger cub rushed to meet the awful animal with a roar. They bit at and clawed at each other. Fazi suddenly slipped past the wolf's enormous fangs, appeared behind him, and caught him by the tail with his nails and teeth. No matter how the wolf turned, he could not throw off Fazi the tiger cub, whose teeth were young and extremely sharp.
"I give up! You win!" whimpered the exhausted wolf.
"Do you promise that you won't treat us badly anymore?"
growled Fazi through gritted teeth.
"I promise! I promise!"
the wolf pleaded as he was set free amidst the squealing of the jubilant animal. The next evening, all the children assembled on the basketball court to watch the fight between Spar and Fazi. Astra also knew about it, but would never have guessed that it was all about her. Spar naively expected an easy victory, but his knees went weak when he saw Fazi, whose movements and appearance were quite resolute. Fazi threateningly rolled up his sleeves and prepared for a desperate fight, as if he were going up against the alpha male wolf. However, to his surprise and his friend's delight, his adversary merely yelped and ran away.
"I didn't know that he was such a coward," giggled Astra.
"Me neither," Fazi replied. "All that's left for us is to free Fazeland from that evil dragon once and for all. Do you think it's possible?"
Fazi smiled enigmatically. A new plan was already hatching in his mind. A few more words from Uncle Michael. "Dear friend, Fazi was finally able to defeat his main rival for Astra's affections. In doing so, he showed how important it is to be decisive and brave. Everything is now in his hands. Will he take advantage of knowing this?" He was not only able to defeat the gray wolves in Fazeland, but he was also able to stop being afraid of them. If you're afraid of something, then you can simply find it in Fazeland, and your fear will fall away once and for all in real life. Our usual limitations do not exist in that magic kingdom. After all, where else can you appear in the body of a tiger, or a bird, a dolphin, or a butterfly? Where else can you just go up and talk to animals? Don't forget about the magic minute of awakening, and make your dreams come true in Fazeyland. Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazeyland.com.